We got Richard on the line at 308-8867. What's going on, Richard?
Well, I'm wondering what y'all know about this new turf grass they're doing in Lubbock, Texas. A couple of guys in Lubbock, I think, are building it or growing it.
Forget it!
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Where does it come from? Lubbock.
Yeah, I went to school in Lubbock, and it doesn't look like the same area as we have down here.
What good have you ever, what pretty have you ever seen come out of Lubbock, okay?
Boy, you said that.
Which is it, the buffalo grass variety?
It's called buffalo.
Turfalo.
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 That's it.
Yeah. How do you know this?
Huh? I don't know.
You've been contacted. I don't know what's going on.
You know, the buffalo grass, number one, you got to make the decision that you got to, that you want buffalo grass because it is, even those improved selections, which they say Turfalo is one that they don't make a tight sod, and so you have a problem with weeds. That's
the
major problem.
But they say theirs is better, Cal.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard to make chicken salad out of chicken feathers in it, Cal.
Is better than
And if you can use, you know, if you're willing to use it like a ground cover and let it and grow it tall, and it just doesn't look like a manicured lawn, and use it on heavy soil, in full sun like a western or southern slope, then it's okay. But it just not hadn't been real popular here.
And if you move to Sonora. about 100 or 200 miles west, it look nice.
Buffalo grass, well, even in Lubbock, it does all right in some places in Lubbock because of the reduced rainfall.
Yeah. Curtis and John, are y'all getting this on tape? I want to get all this positive stuff.
I'm doing this now. So that we don't get sued.
I'm going to bring his article in next, the one where he wrote about you can't make chicken salad out of it.
That was not me, Jerry.
All I did was
report on the luck I had and the Master Gardeners had with buffalo grass.
And he did that several times, once to the administration of Texas A&M.
We had people claiming that it had shade tolerance. We had people saying that it was just a tight sod like any of the other grasses we used. And it just has different characteristics and people need to know that if they're going to use it. So.
And he thought he got in trouble over that. Wait till he comes out and talks ugly about Zoysia and destroys a multi-million-dollar industry here.
Zoysia is my favorite grass.
Uh-huh. All right, thanks, Richard.
Thank you. Bye.